they put a pin in, you know, how to fix them. And I don't know if that pin must have worked loose. I don't know what's the matter with it now. It quit hurting.
Mm-hmm.
It don't hurt anymore.
That's
right. So, doctor, he wanted me to go and have that split and take that pin out and see what was the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him now he'd have to get hurting worse than if I ever had another split on me.
Uh-huh. That was pretty painful when they did that at first.
Yes,
huh?
that is. I just fell over a rocking chair. And I blacked out. I must have blacked out or something. I don't know why. I got up, put the wood in the stove. It's awful cold. And I had some old flowers. My husband, he said, now them old flowers are about to get up and wandering around. He said, why didn't you turn the light on? And I told
him. Oh, was that a night in the dark?
No, it was a night.
Uh-huh.
It was way in the morning, like in the morning. And I couldn't get up. I don't know what happened. I put the wood in the stove. We was burning wood. We had a wood stove then in the room. And I got up and I thought I'd slip up and put some wood in the stove. It was too awful dark. I could see the stove and see what I was doing. But as I shut the door, that was the last thing I know. I know they shut the door up, but never know the more. And I don't know how long I laid on the floor.
Were you put in the hospital? Did they hospitalize you?
Yeah.
Where is the hospital?
Johnson City.
Uh-huh. What's it called? Do you know that?
Memorial Hospital, Johnson City.
When you were a child, did you have many many illnesses?
Many what?
You know, sicknesses. Did you get?
No. Not too much. You never hear tell of hardly a cancer. You never. I never seen the one person with a cancer in my life till the last 10 or 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And there was an old man. He's had a cancer in the mouth, the lungs or something, throat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where to eat the meat all off of this.
Uh-huh.
It just, you know, my daddy wouldn't. I seen him once and I didn't. Just a little old young'un, like. And he'd come there, my daddy's, to get stuff to live on.
Uh-huh.
He'd give him lots of stuff. And he'd say, now you young'un stay out in the house, don't you come out.
Uh-huh.
His name was Jim.
Uh-huh.
Says, now Jim Phillips is coming, don't you come out here.
Uh-huh.
We know to not go.
Uh-huh.
We'd stay in the house and we'd...
Yeah. I was thinking about this, like, child, you know, these diseases that kids get, you know, the things that they... Oh, like chicken pox and scarlet fever and things like that. Was there much of that around here?
No, not too much. They had measles and mumps.
Uh-huh.
And way back years ago, there was scarlet fever, but not... The scarlet fever raged in over before I come.
I see. How about diphtheria?
The what?
Diphtheria?
Well... There wasn't, I don't know if there might have been a few cases, but no, I didn't know.
There wasn't much of an epidemic of that here then. If someone was, someone went out, if a little girl came home from school, the teacher maybe sent her home because she wasn't feeling well, you know, and the teacher might send her home and the little girl might come home and say, I'm sick at school.
I had fever.
Well, something like I took sick or I got sick.
I got sick too.
Uh-huh. And if a person went out and didn't wear enough clothes on a kind of a rainy day.
He'd get wet and get cold.
Uh-huh, that's what I meant. And he'd talk like this. He'd say he was...
Had a sore throat.
Or was
hoarse.
Yeah, and had a
cold.
And if a person couldn't keep his eyes open, you know, and he was just kind of sitting there like this, you'd say he's
sleepy-headed.